Chapter 3. When Jesse and Molly left the town hall, they found clusters of people milling about on the sidewalk, talking in small groups. Alexis Richardson stood alone, her eyes searching the crowd. "Chief Stone," she said, when she spotted Jesse. She approached him. "Jesse," he said. He liked the way she looked, even more so up close.
"Alexis," she said. "Do you think you could make some time for me, Jesse? I'd like to stop by and share my thoughts about the summer with you."
Jesse didn't say anything. She moved closer to him and lowered her voice.
"I have some ideas about how to successfully promote tourism," she said. "I subscribe to the spring break theory. All-day music festivals, rock and roll. They'll swarm to paradise like they did to Woodstock. They'll be sleeping 15 deep on the beach."
"There's no sleeping on the beach," Jesse said.
"I'm very serious about this, Jesse," she said.
Hasty Hathaway approached them.
"Jesse," he said.
"Hasty," Jesse said. Alexis took the moment to make her getaway. Looking at Jesse, she lifted her hand to her ear, thumb and pinky extended, as if she was holding a telephone, and silently mouthed the words, "I'll call you."
"I hope I didn't interrupt anything," Hasty said, as he watched her walk away. "That girl has some pair of legs on her."
"I'm glad to see that some things don't change, Hasty," Jesse said.
"What's this about a car or two going missing?" Hasty said. "I heard a couple of Hondas disappeared."
"Don't believe everything you hear."
"It's a small town, Jesse. Things don't stay secret for very long."
Jesse didn't say anything.
"If you ever need anything," Hasty said, "anything at all, you be sure to let me know."
"I will."
"I hope you're not just saying that."
"I'm not just saying that, Hasty."
"I hope not," Hasty said. "You know, I'm very fond of you, Jesse."
Jesse placed his hand on Hasty's shoulder for a moment, then turned away. He spotted Molly and walked toward her. The sidewalk crowd had thinned. Several of the lingerers greeted Jesse as he passed.
"You running for office?" Molly said.
"I'm a very popular figure here, Ma."
"That's only because you're the police chief."
"What are you saying?"
"What I'm saying is that your popularity is an illusion, something that comes with the job. Try not to let it go to your head."
"I'm crushed."
"I know. You just stick with me. It's my job to keep you illusion-free."
"And it's a fine job that you're doing, too. Keep it up, and there could be a big promotion in it for you."
"Promotion to what?" Molly said.
"Let me get back to you on that," Jesse said. They began walking toward Jesse's cruiser. "You know something, Mal?" Jesse said.
"What?"
"I think we might just have our hands full with Ms. Richardson."
"In what way?" Molly said.
"Rock and roll," Jesse said.
"Which means?"
"Trouble, right here in River City.